And thanks, Ian, too, for a great encouragement to someone who's seeking to be faithful to the Lord Jesus in the workplace. It is encouraging. We'll keep praying for you. This afternoon, we will be I'm not going to be speaking for very long at all. It's dedicated to discussion groups. So we're going to be most of the afternoon learning and encouraging one another about different ways to speak the gospel. So all I'm going to do now is just go through exactly what we're going to be doing, just make it clear so that we know what we're doing this afternoon. And the best way to do that is to open up your booklet to Saturday afternoon. So page 12. That's what we're working through this afternoon. So just as a reminder of what we mean by speaking the gospel, that's what we saw at the definition of speaking the gospel from Romans 10, is speaking the gospel is communicating to somebody else, another human being, that Jesus is Lord. Speaking the gospel is communicating to another human being that Jesus is Lord. And we saw this morning there's lots of possibilities. There's the short version from saying Jesus is Lord, if that actually communicates it, to the long version, all the way to the long version, reading the entire Bible. Usually it's got to involve something about God as creator and human sin and the fact that Jesus has died on the cross for our sins, and that's how he's become Lord, by rising from the dead. Speaking the gospel can apply to both Christians and non-Christians. We're not restricting this. We need both. I also just want to say, as we're talking this afternoon, just for us to remember what we're not talking about directly, what gospel speech is not. So what gospel speech is not, what we are not necessarily talking about this afternoon are good things, but we're not talking about just sharing your personal story. Now that's a good thing, it's a wonderful thing, but unless your personal story, sharing that personal story, is actually communicating that Jesus is Lord, what we're talking about here is things that directly communicate that Jesus is Lord. We're not this afternoon just talking about using apologetic arguments for the existence of God or something like that. That's a good thing too, but that's not exactly what we're talking about this afternoon. We're not just talking about support ministries or giving money or support or helping and that kind of thing. That's good too, but we're not talking about that this afternoon. We're not just talking about Christians doing good things or helping a neighbour or that kind of thing. They're all good things, but that's not what we're talking about this afternoon. What we're talking about is communicating to somebody else that Jesus is Lord. And we're trying to think of as many ways as we can to do that, to encourage one another in that, so that we are trying to encourage one another and maybe think of other possibilities for ourselves. So there's a series of steps. And we want to go through all of these steps with you just briefly so that you know what we're doing. Firstly, a brainstorm. If you don't know what a brainstorm is, it's a term that people use sometimes just to try and get as many ideas out there as possible. So I've got this big sort of explosion on the page, and I want you to have a big explosion of thinking about all the different ways that you could possibly speak the gospel and just go for it. So the point at that point is not to criticise or evaluate yet, just to think of as many ways as you possibly can. And be crazy if you want to. Think of things, examples of gospel speech that you might have seen in action. Think creatively about other possibilities that you haven't seen. But the idea is to get those possibilities out there. Do keep remembering that we're talking about gospel speech, not about other things. We're talking about gospel speech, but think of as many possibilities of gospel speech as you can. Secondly, choose some of the things that you called out during the brainstorm and explain to the group a bit more about what they involve. It may be that you called something else and you said, gospel parachuting, and we wrote down gospel parachuting, and no one knew what that meant, so you explain. I don't know what gospel parachuting is. I just made that up. I don't know. Yes, well, let's not bother about gospel parachuting, but explain to the rest of the group what they involve. So everyone's clear about what these things are. Step three, eliminate. Are there any things the group listed during the brainstorm that actually should be eliminated just because they're ridiculous, like gospel parachuting, probably, or because they aren't really examples of gospel speech at all and it was just called out? So just eliminate that. Then think about yourself. And this is a really important step. Think about yourself. Think about your experiences and your gifts and your preferences. And I want you to try to take those examples of gospel speech for yourself and put them into one of these three boxes. And the answers will be different for each person. Some people will have things in box one that other people will have in box three and vice versa and all the way through. But this box one, that type one of gospel speech is inside my comfort zone. That is something that you feel comfortable doing. These are the things I feel comfortable doing when it comes to gospel speech. Put that in the first box. In the second box, what are things that you think are possible for you, but they're outside your comfort zone. They're not easy for you to do. They're hard and it's a challenge for you. Put those things in the second box. And then the third things are things that are way outside your comfort zone you couldn't even possibly imagine yourself doing, or if you did, it would take years and years. Put that into the third box. And then, when you've done that yourself, share that with the rest of the group, as much as you'd like to. Share with the rest of the group and why you categorise the various kinds of gospel speech according to those different boxes. Okay, so is everyone clear on what we're doing? And that's hopefully, God willing, we'll take the rest of the afternoon. Okay, let's go to our groups. Oh, I'm sorry, how long? Good question. And the answer to that question is I think we have 45 minutes. Is that right? We finish at 7?
Yeah.
Okay, so 45 minutes and we finish at 7. Thank you.